employees. We were able to get rehired, almost immediately before their corporate reasons. Any questions on our business?
Yes. Can you give us an example of the income that we're portraying, the skills that were provided to upskill?
Yes. So for a number worker training, it could be for any type of training. It's not limited. It's the employer's choice. The business decides this is what I need to, the type of training that I need to provide my staff so that we could be better, we could increase revenue, we could avoid layoffs, things of that sort. So right now, like we said, we did one with Emotive Solutions. Emotive is wanted to train their staff on sales. So improve their customer service and their sales team so that they could bring in more revenue. They had five staff who were potentially were going to get laid off because profit margins within that company were reducing. So they were not renovating enough sales. So they provided training, sales training, customer service training, and as a result, actually profit increase, revenue increase. All staff received promotions and wage increases, and great, and we avoided some layoffs. So that's just one example. We do have some other ones that are another one that's going through manufacturing. So we're working with a manufacturing training program who is going to provide training on their facility on a new machinery that they have and they need to train their staff on. We're working with a nonprofit as well who is training one of their admin staff in HR, human resources, and also finance, so that they can be promoted into those positions. So, but it could be anything. Thank you.
Yeah, just years ago, we had there was a warehouse that were working on index cards, and they wanted to computerize all their sales and stuff. And you're probably around. They brought in people to train the workers there how to use computers and how to feel comfortable with it. And those are good things because they were going to dump them and try and hire people that knew it already instead of training their own workforce.
Right. So any business that anywhere from 9 employees to 50, they get a 90% reimbursement training. So that means, if the training program is $1,000, we reimburse them. So they really only pay $100 budget to upscale their staff.
Two questions. Do we have the names of these work experience sites?
We do. Yeah.
Okay, so we could at some point take a look at those.
Absolutely. Yes.
And what does warning notice?
Warning. So that's what EDD help. I shouldn't help.
He's not going to get you out of this.
It's actually they're going to lay off the state.
It's worker adjustment and retention notification.
We don't.
Yeah, so if you're laying up a group or you go with your factory, the state requires you to issue a warrant notice so that these folks can come in and do a triage.
That's you know.
But it's always good to know what that is.
Now we know. Majorly,
yeah.
But there's a criteria.
There's one thing that we do. Our team is really good, and we like to always keep our eye out for other businesses who are smaller in size and may not be laying off a large number of employees. So we try to look out for those small businesses as well, so that if we hear about a business that's closing or we know that they might not be needing to submit a warrant, we will go out to that business and introduce ourselves and provide to them. But that's one of the things that we did when that Orange Mall closed.
Oh, yeah.
So many businesses that were affected, and they didn't necessarily have to submit warrant notices, but our team went out there to offer services, introduce them to career services, like I know that before.
Is there specific industries that you want? Is there specific industries, or is it all over the place?
They kind of vary in industry, but I can tell you the top three employers impacted. Those were Tower Semiconductor. They were in Newport Beach, Activision Blizzard, which is an IT, and Safran Cabin, which is a manufacturing. But they are kind of all over the place. IT, manufacturing, hospitality, they really range.
We did all the banks and stores.
Yeah.
That's a huge workforce. Those are retail, so you could easily transition people.
Yeah, we did some customers hiring them to.
The Pizza Hut delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one.
We actually just put a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Shutting down. We just did a few visits. We actually had a few of their employees at our last hiring event to try to.
Some of the famous places.
Yeah. Rubio's is another great one, but unfortunately, Rubio's is, by the time we all heard about Rubio shutting down, they already shut down. Okay. Yeah, they didn't really tell anybody about that one. Yeah.
Other counties or players that don't get the notice, like the official.
It is an official requirement.
I'm not sure if there are any type of penalties. I can look that up.
I think there is.
Yeah.
The employers did not visit. I don't know how are they going to move on. Yeah, they're not going to. But it is a law that says you have to, you know, for these. Over 50, let's say people over 500, you know, people getting laid off. We've had several in Orange County over there, personally.
So, are you worried about the upcoming max population and decreasing population? And are we looking at how many open jobs there are? Versus just the unemployment rate. And I'm suggesting that I think we probably should be paying attention to that. Just because, you know, everything I've read says that there's going to be just in manufacturing over 2 million unfilled jobs in the US. We're a pretty big manufacturing hub that's probably going to impact us, and companies are going to struggle to get people to come in, and where do we fit into that process?
That's something our business services standing committee would dive deeper into.
Yeah. But I think we should try to, I mean, like, even just starting to take a, I don't know whether it's monthly, quarterly, but how many open jobs are there? Just so we can start seeing, is there a trend that's starting to happen, and what does that mean?
We could do that.
Because it might mean that some of these jobs need to become automated, and are we, you know, what are we doing to support that kind of process?
It's understand your point. Do we think we have more openings than workforce available? Mm-hmm.
I mean, so on a global basis, sometime, I don't know if it's now or which, but birth rates are really dropping. And there's a lot of sort of articles about it may be very close or at max global population. And so what happens, like, at least in the US, if we can get through this, we're scared of immigrants. I mean, like, part of our success is that immigrants have come in and taken jobs. And that's kept us growing, but birth rates are dropping so fast that we're not replacing our population.
I'll add, I mean, just we see education.
Yeah.
Just about every school district in Orange County is declining a little bit. I was going to start off with Anaheim Union High School District. They laid off. They gave like 200 notices or something. They had teachers back that had been there for 8-9 years. Do government aid? Did you get a call from? Forget his name. Yamasaki, what's his, the superintendent. I mean, and I mean, was it do government agency like school district? Are they required to do that, or
is it just private?
Just
I called him.
You called him.
I called him.
He didn't call you.
No, I called him the next day.
Okay,
we chatted. But then they ended up hiring.
Oh yeah, that was just safety. But it is that point about we know we're not going to be producing as many graduates, whether they go into workforce or college, it doesn't matter. They're just not going to be the workforce. They're not there. And so that is something for
this. There's a lot of things happening, right? We're going from, I mean, like, if you go back to the 70s to now, all those middle class jobs that were eliminated, primarily not because of unions, not because of moving jobs overseas, it's actually because of automation.
Yeah.
Right. And my uncle was a supervisor at the post office. Think how many people the post office used to hire to sort mail. Right. That's all been fully automated. Right. So there's just a lot of things, you know, you've got UPS, FedEx. What are they trying to do? You know, my son actually worked a job filling it up. They're doing more and more automation. That's eliminating jobs. But then you have to have people who know how to run the automation, right? And so you know, the things that, you know, you guys are big in AI. Think how more efficient your team can be because of AI. Well, we don't know what that's going to mean. We don't know what it's going to mean that the birth rate is dropping. And so I think us just starting to pay attention to some of those macro, not just Orange County, but their macro global trends, we can get in front of some of this stuff.
Nancy, from the NAF conference that I went to in DC, I sent several presentations. This was a global, you know, issue. And there were people there from Australia presenting skill gap shortages. Last year, we had people from three governments, Greece, Ireland, and Taiwan, presenting the skill gap shortages at the end of the day to address it. Apprenticeships, it's like the, you know, they like get rid of the degree requirement. We just need the people to be able to do the thought. But it was presented in different formats. I sent several presentations from the one that was able to attend. Nancy's been put in like a centralized place.
I think these are really phenomenal strategic related questions. And to that point, that's the question. I think that in the past, it was really probably a preparation for our SEDS or our review or midpoint review. But I'm wondering if it would make sense. I know we have business services skills, you know, we can keep that there. I think other workforce development boards have business services skills as well. And I'm wondering if outside of the SEDS process, might there be an opportunity? And I know there's regional alliance conferences and meetings that happen every month. And that's, I hope, part of the conversation is happening. But perhaps, you know, we can figure out how do we elevate some of those questions. We're not going to save or solve all of these issues. But, you know, to your point, to have an eye on that, because it's not just the future. It's now.
Yeah, it's right now. It's now. And if you start paying attention, my attitude is that start paying attention now.
Yeah.
You have a better chance to think about all the ramifications that are starting to bubble up. If you wait till tomorrow, you're a day later.
Right? Yeah, having a bimodal approach to dealing with what is happening in front of you, but also being ahead of it is, you know, it's never a...
It's perfect timing.
Yeah.
And perfect segue. It's something that we can attack regionally in our new regional plan. And so, like, to insert those things and make sure that we're moving forward on them. And that has a regional update.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Natalie Will, your region organizer. So I'll start with the HubSite project. This is the project that I'm working with the Orange County Regional Consortium. So kind of my similar to the regional planning areas with workforce, the community colleges also have regional units. And so we're currently working together on a HubSite, which is kind of basically trying to pull together workforce development around one labor market information. So there will be a tool on there that we're able to, one, help educate job seekers, students, and everything, where they can access labor market information really easily, look at what the job market is, jobs available, as well as a component where employers put their mark on a map of basically say I'm here, I'm in this industry, provide links to their websites, as well as our career counselors could be able to access this to help service the job seekers who's, you know, looking to get into a career and trying to just exploring where this goes. So That's phase one of this project. As we kind of develop the project, it's really going to be about how do we centralize information and share. There's so many workforce development partners, and there's so much great information. But helping people to gain access to that when they need it at the time and remember it. I mean, sometimes there's just so much that we take in, and it's being able to recall that information. I can work with participants and things like that with right information. So that's coming along.
Real quick, I think like to the hub side, is would there be or is there thought about having a component that enables a business who might be teetering on potentially be on the more notice requirement side? It's just a conversation we've had for years, is how do we get to those companies long before? And also recognizing that, especially if it's a private company, nobody knows that information. But if there were a way, I think we talked about this one. Can there be like a business checklist, the way that you go to your health provider that gives you a plan as to how is it going? Ordinarily, they would have that within their team, get CFO, whatever. But is there something that can be presented to a business that could, first of all, let them know about what we do, but also the opportunity to say, hey, if you are thinking that you may not be doing well, look, there's incumbent work training. There's other things that we need to do to generate greater sales, et cetera, et cetera. Is that part of potential solution?
I wouldn't say exactly, but I would say that the site will be branded with our Orange County Regional Consortium as well as our local board. So it does give more exposure to our board so that, you know, people are aware of the services that are available in general. I would say to get ahead of what businesses may be laying off, the tool for that is really economy that the boards have access to, so they will get the help of a business and basically target that business for a phone call or something to identify whether or not they prior to the layoff. So we do have tools that are available, and that tool's made available by the state funding that they provide such local workforce development for its area and business practice.com. And it's tied to Duns and Bradstreet. Yeah. Okay. So,
no. Just real quick, that's right. What are we doing to notify businesses of both potential layoffs and what we can do to help, but also businesses that plan on growing? My sense is that many of the businesses and some of the small businesses particularly have no idea what's available to them.
So as a whole, I think you have your business services team that are really out there trying to get the word out to businesses. We work with our local chambers to get the word out to them so that they're spreading the word. We definitely rely on our board members to help us get that word out. But, I think that the business services teams are coming up under Orange County. They've done a good job and got a best and do more and more advanced and doing the word out. So I think that the word is spreading.
I'm wondering if there could be a possibility of exploring public service announcements.
So we have explored on a regional level anyway, as we need some regional funding for some. I'm going to say, outreach. And are still exploring that. We will do something around our event kind of footage out there, which will be kind of our first. We will put that information out. And again, as we're working with, and I'll get to that, we're doing a regional job there. Yeah. The October night. We expect to have 100 employees there. And again, that's just getting the word out. When we have to, as a captive audience at this job fair, we will definitely tell them about the services like that. And all of the boards continuously are going out, to those businesses, as well as having parents and events. And again, just, letting them know that we're here, we're available. I think a lot of times people need to hear it several times. And just to, make sure that it's something that they think about at the time of this job, sort of.
Are we allowed to send a flyer with the county assessment letter, like an advertising flyer? that goes to
informative,
like an informative body, right? That goes to every business, large or small.
We're working on a one page that we could get out to the small businesses, but all the Board of Supervisor offices, we also supply them, and so they kind of push it out on their media channels as well if you follow their
website. Yeah, so I'm just trying to think of something that small business, which I ran, would
get it
without having to go to some random channel.
Right.
And like one of the things that I get every year is from the county assessor's office saying, you need to do your assessment, right? What did you buy? What did you buy? So if you want to reach small businesses,
right.
That's a way to do that.
Well, look at that.
Curious about what is this pump site? Is it already up or is it going to be up at some point?
It will be up. So hopefully September will be up, and basically it's built on ESRIs or one of their systems. It's actually called an upside down for ESRI. So maybe call it basically working in contract with ESRI and a couple of other branding companies. Mackie, which is kind of the building development of what that site's going to look like, and SRI is kind of building it out. So
it's called ESRI.
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 Yes.
Oh, the.
And, like they call the ArcGIS stuff.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's built out on that. Yeah.
Love all the questions. I know there's a lot more because they have a regional.
So, California Job First program, so that is underway, the Part 2 regional plan. August 30th, they did read all the comments that have come in, and they're finalizing that. They're going to go to the state. The state is supposed to review that the first week of September and providing feedback back to the local regional areas. There will be a public meeting September the 24th from 4 to 7 at the Johnson Student Center. This is a public meeting. You can register on OCBC's website. Basically, it's to inform the public about the Jobs First, where we are at, you know, some accomplishments, as well as what's coming ahead and how they can get involved in this. So this is one of a larger meeting. We also are having some smaller meetings with the CDOs, so forth. Kat and I did present at 12 o'clock to the CDOs just on workforce development and how they can engage and make sure that their people that they are serving are able to access the services within the centers. And the catalyst, they're right now for the catalyst funding, there will be $9 million that basically supports this area. It's total $14 million, $9 million that we're going to go out to in grants. Currently trying to finalize the rubric on how on the scoring of those that RFP that individuals, organizations can apply to. So working through that. So within the next couple of weeks, that should be finalized. And probably sometime in September, we'll see an RFP drop for the local fund. So that funding was dedicated for this area. Your competition is within Orange County. After that, the state will release additional funding over the next couple of years, and that will be competitive for all of the regions, the 15 state for the Dotsford program. This is pre-development funding, things like that for projects. And so it will be the committee that kind of just looks at those projects and decides. And the rubric is kind of based on what the committee wants, as well as what the state requirements are. In addition to that, they are going to be hiring. Initially, they were going to hire kind of industry sector individuals to support the projects and the things that need to happen around the certain project. They've decided to go the consultant route. So they had about 9 consultants, because they needed everything from grant writers to people who specialize in particular industries. They decided to go the consultant route because not one person had those skills for each one of those. So they're working through those submissions and shared those out to the committee for everyone to provide feedback moving forward on that. On the Regional Equity and Recovery Partnership Grant, that is our regional funding. We are working with the community colleges on that. We have 4 community colleges we're working with. We're still trying to get people enrolled. It is It's been a little bit of a challenge just because of our different direction. Even though we went into the grant together, there's different directions from the state chaplain's office versus the California Workforce Development Board. And so they are able to count participants that we have not served, but we are not able to count participants that we both have not served. So it takes away a little bit of incentives for them to kind of collectively work with us. However, we will have a meeting with the chapter's office, the state board, and our local area to try to see if we can get us back together all the same, under the same guidance, let's say, moving forward to see if we can make better progress faster. But we have definitely made some headways in trying to work out that referral process. We've done some collective orientations to try to get people interested in the particular programs that we have under the LNP grant. So we're going to keep plugging away at that. So again, we have our regional job fair, career fair, which is October the 9th. We expect to, and this is a really big event. So we're currently trying to get our employers on board, get the word out for job seekers. We'll do some of our advertising for this, for this event. So I think that this is really the first day.
Where will that be?
It will be at the Honda Center.
Oh.
Okay. So we can get flyers up to anybody.
Yeah, please.
I can't see that if you do have questions. We'll be doing a regional AI training, which is going to be for our, again, as a part of our regional funding, we try to have trainings that not only include staff, but also include our partners. So we will be doing a training that kind of supports basically our frontline staff on how we would use AI to help with their job seekers, as well as to kind of help with their day-to-day job responsibilities. Support.
Yes. Curious to know more about the training. How long is this providing?
So the training is, it's going to be, there's a 2-hour session that's going to be tomorrow that's online that's going to help with some level setting. And then September 11th, they'll do basically a 6-hour training all in for staff as on kind of meat potatoes given to them. The trainer is Wesley Brock. He's the one that put together kind of, he did the CWA of the California Workforce Association and the Workforce Development Boards a time ago. So it'll be a sick trip.
Thank you for all that. And then, thank you. We got a big And thank you so much. And just real quick, as I extend this, thank you so much for this infographic. We requested this a year ago when you came on board, and we didn't come back. It really helps. Thank you for that. So thank you for the staff. Let's kind of give everybody a round of applause. Thank you so much. Let's move on to item 9, program year 2024 to reflect funding. Give us more program.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So we prepared just kind of like a overview so you can see how the funding has related the unemployment rate. So we did have a cut this year of $22 million, but it's reflective of the great work we're doing, so the low unemployment rate number. That's our funding. So just wanted to give you kind of an overview of how that's going and the breakdown of costs. So for adult programming for this year, we're running at about $3.4 million. We do have some carry-in from last year, but just in general. Dislocated worker program, we're about $4.3 million. Youth program, $3.6 million, and a total allocation of $11.4 million. So to kind of Raj's point, that incorporates the training, the staff, the providers, the in-house, the county, the administrative support. So it kind of covers all of that in those numbers.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you so much. Are there any questions or comments?
I saw in the infographic that we talked to workshops on a resume mock interview and signing your strengths.
Yes.
Can you get some color around it? Like, what's the level of demand and how is this demand being met? Is it in person and any metrics and all that?
Sure, we can bring that to you. In terms of workshops, some are provided in person, some are virtually, some are also just out of the form that they can work with the AI recipe program as well. We can get you some metrics.
Yes.
It's a question I have from the message service. Do we get a breakdown of the funding possibly for them to use?
Let's see.
What we spent or what we were allocated?
Oh, this is what we were allocated. Yeah.
Okay. So is there a possibility in what we
that was the whole kind of the training we went through. It's harder to break down like specifically what goes to workforce because it's allocated to the county. There's all the administrative overhead and the training and the providers, but I can get you like more specific if you're looking at per participant wage cost. Is that what you're interested in?
We're talking
or like about a line item.
The year we just went through or the this period. If we were allocated 12.2 million,
right.
How much of that did you actually spend?
We have here.
Basically, we fully spent.
Yeah.
Just to kind of summarize. However, so when it says programming at 23, 24, the adult, the dislocated worker, and the youth fund, those pots of money are actually good for 2 years. So it starts in, youth starts in April, and adult and dislocated worker starts in July, and it was of 2023, and it's good through June 30th of 2025. So it's like a two-year use of the funds. However, the allocations for like that program year. Now, this new allocation we received for 24-25, that started this year in both April and then July. That's also good for 2 years. So we always have two pots of money, if you will. We have the previous allocation that we finish up spending first, and then we have the new allocation that we start on for the new program year. It works very well sometimes too, because when we receive our allocations, like for the adult and dislocated worker, allocation, we just accepted those funds that just received the notice of those awards this last week. They're going to the next board meeting in September to receive those funds. So we have kind of like a cushion, right? Because we still have kind of like a rollover from the previous year, which carries us. But as far as our spend, we're pretty much 100% spent.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All right, we've come to the chair's report on the agenda. So I will go ahead and go through this very quickly. But first, I just want to say thank you again for being here for the board. How many of you are serving? This is your first year. Okay. And how many of you are serving? And this has been 2 to 3 years on. Okay, great. So we've got a mix of just folks, and I know you're what,
16? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, the end I go to like the
totally encourage that continue certainly in this body. But feel free to reach out also to staff. Feel free to reach out to me, Rob, anyone else if you ever have a conversation as well. It's encourage so we can go at this together and that right. But thank you for being here. I also just want to say that I met Nancy a year ago next week.
Almost.
Yeah, exactly. Laguna Gal. And I remember the great meeting with you, Renee, and one of the things that I personally request is help us build what I was calling the phone that you're missing out on, and get to a place where we have a full house. And I just want to commend you, Francis, the rest of the team, for getting that done relatively quickly and swiftly amidst transition. So let's give everybody a round of applause. And I'm going to be able to say, look, it's first who, then what. Got a good group of people around you, then you can accomplish a lot of things. And it's like, so we've got great large corporations, entrepreneurs, and business owners. We've got the largest healthcare provider in the county here. And I know we're working in hospitality, but I just think that it's been a tremendous, a lot of effort and work to get to this point. And that may seem like it was an easy thing coming in, but it was not. And so thank you for that. On top of the programming, and again, the opening of the Brea facility and the Laguna Miguel, that's a lot of things.
Best friends with our region partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that is my first kind of report as we begin to wind down, essentially. This part of the program here is already done, but we're giving you a thing more strategically certainly in October talking about that. So in terms of report outs, I know Rob went to the NOB conference in March, which was phenomenal. Do you want to say words about it?
You know, I did send as many presentations as I could. There was a lot of the topics that we're talking about are global topics. You know, they are companies that were there, like IBM, you know, they're getting rid of degree requirements on a lot of their job descriptions. They're going strict to the skills needed, you know, to do the job. They also had Amazon and Walmart because some of the top employers. But all of those conversations are happening. To Karen's point, there's a lot of information already produced, data that, you know, from the different either states or associations, and in this case, even different countries. It was interesting to hear Australia because they're going through the whole apprenticeship. They're 100% full force on the apprenticeships, but all of theirs are also bonus based. So there's a lot of incentives tied to achieving, you know, in order for them to keep the people interested in completing the apprenticeship, and also the need for them to have some type of a wage that keeps them going. So it's just real interesting how all the dynamics, you know, it's a global problem. Yes.
I'm interested. What are they doing?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think they gave us a lot of that data. They basically focused on the fact that they all have a lack of skilled workers, you know, and that's a global, you know, across. I met a gentleman from one of the islands, one of our territories out near the Cook Islands. I forget the name of the island now, but it's a small island. They have a total population of maybe 60,000 people. All of their workers are imported in order for them because they have an older worker, you know, population on the island. No, but nobody that is born there stays there because they all move away to go to college and then they don't want to come back because it's a small island. But they have all of their workers imported from Thailand and from the Philippines. So they too, you know, in the middle of the Pacific, you know, are facing some of the things that we're facing, you know, here in some of our metro area. So it's an interesting, definitely an interesting conference because you get to hear all the perspectives and then you realize we're not that different.
It's,
you know.
And last year, the main topic that I was apprenticeship.
It still is.
And then we had a CWA work group in May. Heading over to Palm Desert. Andrew, did you want to share comments or questions about that?
Yeah, had a great time. It feels like a long time ago.
I know.
Really great conference. A lot of interesting programs. Yeah. Talked about a lot of conversation around AI and how it affects the workforce, which raised some flags. Mainly just, I think there's a lot of jobs that will be created, but it's all happening all at the same time, right? So in the same way that the post office was able to automate, produce their employment, that same function is gonna happen across dozens of industries. So that is something we should start tracking, planning for, but the reduction of population, maybe it'll work out, so we'll see. But yeah, it was a good
one. Sure.
Yeah,
okay. Let's maybe about trends or other strategy to find this place for that. You know, there's a conference couple of you're going to Monterey with Chris on that one. So we'll report out on that in October. Upcoming events, rapid response. We have a virtual webinar second Wednesday of each month from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Okay. Need more information, reach out to Nancy. We have 8 hiring events coming up, including Orange County Community Services Contractors. That is on September 12th, and that will involve Waymakers, Meals and Wheels. There's also Hospitality and Tourism Career Exploration event on September 17th at Capitol Grill, Disneyland, and Fairfield. Next, Regional Center Career Expo that we mentioned earlier, October 9th at the Honda Center. And that was a collaboration with the Santa Ana and Anaheim Workforce Kids. And then Manufacturing Month is at
October.
Manufacturing. And certainly if you have interest or questions about these, feel free to reach out to me. information in terms of Orange County Workforce Development Business. Thank you, Rob, and thank you, Kathy, for serving on our ad hoc bylaws committee. We met three, so cut down instead of four, we made it to three, very efficient, to take a look at our current bylaws. And also, there is an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, in draft right now to be reviewed by a third party and by County Council, or COCO. Third party, to make sure that if we're in alignment with other workforce development boards or something that stands out, that is different, to try to make sure that we're in alignment with others. Standing committee meetings are during the month of September. This is very important. And so we need attendance counts for that. Let's see, I think there was a attendance that is going around so that we can really take quorum. This is very critical for us in order to be able to do the business. And we'd like to do, ask Nancy, she's done a phenomenal job of doing a quorum call the week before the meeting, and then certainly other staff will do the week of the meeting. Why? Because if for whatever reason, we accept business and life are important and our priorities, but if for some reason we don't make quorum, we don't want to have to spend all of the time putting these things together. This is a lot of work to do. More importantly, we want to make sure there's active engagement, right? So that's important that attendance is, and if this is a schedule that we put out in December for similar to the meeting that we all had as well this year. So please let us know if for some reason. Next, FX AB 1234 training is due by December 31, 2024. You should all have received an email. Is that for everyone or is it staggered?
It's staggered.
Okay, so it's staggered. Not all of you might have received it, but if you did, please make sure you complete that because failure to complete would result in the automatic removal from the position by January. So we don't want that. Make sure to include the training. It's FX.
Maybe we send the thing.
Yeah, we resend it. Okay.
Okay, I took it through yet. Is our last meeting left?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I know we missed it's very important again to have quorum because we will have a special meeting if we don't make quorum. Why? We're going to plan the 2025 calendar the way that we did the 2024 calendar last December. In order to do that, we all have to be in the same room. We want everyone's feedback. We're also going to be voting on the chair, vice chair, and the committee of chairs. For our current bylaws, election of officers shall be held annually during the last OCWDB meeting of each calendar year. Also, there's a note that we have an opportunity to take headshots, in other words, and a group OCWDB photo. Again, this is something that when you're going to share this on your LinkedIn, this is another way to you know, share the work, the needs, the opportunities, through the work that we're doing on your social media. I'm almost done. Connections being made by our team through the workforce development boards and board of supervisors introductions and efforts. Nancy will expand in her director's report, but thank you. Peter DeFalle, Sherwin Williams, Newport Mesa School District, First 5OC, Back Bay High School, Working Wardrobes, OCDE, Edwards Life Science, Providence Family Resource Center in Lake Forest, Wilson College, Saddleback, Irvine Valley College, Orange County Community Foundation, Alianza, Transatlantic, Afghan Business Alliance of OC, and Bill Wales. So our team are out there. Feel free to keep connecting them to people in your network so we can work together. Last but not least, awards. So it's important to give shout outs when shout outs are due. And one of my requests from Nancy is what can we talk about Orange County at some of these conferences in 2020? Because we've done a lot administratively in this last year, again, for those things. Now let's talk about the program innovations, of which there are a lot. So here's one. Our workforce program, we brought virtual reality headsets and career exploration into the jails and probation centers. And it has won the National Association of Counties Achievement Award for its innovation experience. Pause, round of applause. Uses technology case management to empower incarcerated and probation population, career training, virtual reality simulation. This all-week program addresses racism by introducing participants to diverse career paths such as automotive mechanics, culinary trades, information technology, and more. Since it's launched by this board and this division in September 2022, so that's just under 2 years, on average, 62% of participants completed the program and identified career pathways they wish to pursue. So imagine where they were and where they are and where they could be going because of the work that this team is doing. Not just kidding. So thank you for that. We want to hear more of those stories, don't you? And more of those numbers as data and stories combined. So thank you to the staff for having this innovative program. Let's talk to a lot of people about it because it's innovative, it's not there yet. So that is the wrap up of my chair report. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Nancy for the director's report.
Thank you, Chair. For upcoming opportunities for the board's presentation, don't say it on the recording, approach me after. When is the RFP now? for the special populations, it's going to be released late September. Last time, I think I made an error and I announced who the panel was on a public meeting, so just approach me very late in the number, but you on the panel. The other is the one-stop evaluations. We're going through all the centers and doing new evaluations for the OL, so if you're interested in making that evaluation, me after. There are a few grants that we're going after. One is there's some EDA sectoral partnerships, good jobs through the Good Jobs Challenge. There's a DOL strengthening through community colleges, so we'll be looking for partners on that, and some EDA grants as well. And so we'll keep you updated as we kind of progress through those. Other updates and announcements. I'd like to provide you with an update of all the audits conducted throughout the program years. So we've done an overview of all of our WIOA programs for fiscal years 2021, 21, 22, and 22, 23. So there was a combination of external and internal audits that examined a combination of program, administrative, and fiscal practices. Notably, there are no outstanding audits and the board is in full compliance. So that's the high-level summary. The highlights, the budget approvals, these are some things that were examined for fiscal year 21, 22, and 22, 23. All budgets were properly approved. Time card accuracy, overall, the time cards were accurate. Some staff need additional training in terms of coding to administrative versus program, but that's more internal, so we'll provide that training. External audits, all the thorough audits confirm full compliance, no issues. Internal audits, no compliance findings, but recommendations to update our MOU and bylaws and make those stronger as well. That was it. Thank you.
Excellent.
I do have just a few thank yous to provide, if I may, for the board. Let's see, for Rob Claudio, the representatives at NOB, and also provided the youth certificates at the financial literacy trainings, which is pretty remarkable. Some of these youth said they've never received an award in their life, and so it was a huge accomplishment for them. Mike Daniel, he has turned in, when you're talking about the small business connections, he's turned over Sherwin-Williams, Afghan refugee, a number of things that I'm running with as soon as I get them and try to put them with the right partners to make that connection happen. Bill Hewitt has connected me to all the right people in community colleges to kind of make this pathway of workforce, community college, and businesses happen. So thank you, sir. And Annalisa is always providing the guidance. One of the things that we talked about was having each member present on what their resource is or having them host the meeting so we can fully understand the resources that we bring to the table and to share. So I appreciate that thoughtfulness and guidance always. There's so many more, but those are the main highlights.
Thank you for the phenomenal program here. I know we're at the agenda for any open discussions. So if there are any other questions or comments or anything else, any requests, this is the place to do so. Are there? Yes, so just an announcement, we at EVD, we used to conduct certain targeted
you know, we led these job fairs along with our partners over the years. One of the ones that we let go of and have not gone back to since before the pandemic was Honor a Hero, Hire a Veteran. We used to do that collectively with our partners. And so we're bringing it back this year. We're looking, we're going to be having it on the Wednesday after Veterans Day in November. It'll be at the Brea AJCC, our location there. Our business service managers from ADB are working with the business service managers from, you know, along with our accounting partners and other partners to get that going. We should have a flyer out soon, and once we do, we'll get it out to everybody. But we are going to change the title. We're going to make it on call it Honor Hero Hire in Orange for Community Veterans for our event this year. And we want it to be all around Veterans Day to kind of make focus and to bring more of our veteran job seekers to our center and also employers that are willing to hire more veterans. But that's just.
Thank you. I forgot something. We're currently trying to work with Simon Malls for advertisement. Each of their malls are located 1 mile from the physical center. So we're working with the Michigan Mall and the Brea Mall to get those the traffic.
Yeah. Steve Robert brought up, I don't know if I can say he was leading this, but after going, I did do my ethics training, I was able to get in, so I did all that. Finishing up just as the news. When our counselor, some county advisors, yes. And I'm seeing the money that we're responsible for. So I think the idea that right now I couldn't say what we spend on this $1 million. And it kind of, it's a weird feeling to just get through the training and not know people answer that question. So
they could provide you a break.
Yeah, we can have that just to help have some a higher level,
maybe not a line item, but definitely the bucket.
Yeah.
To, absolutely.
Still quick run around, but yeah, a little bit of time. We'll give it back to you. Carla.
Okay. Bill? I set it up already. I'll want a little bit of program we developed with Memorial Care. Sorry, up until one of our local areas, we're in Utah Valley, and there's this grant money that's called the Yale Healthcare, Yale, English Learner Healthcare Pathways Grant to develop programs, career training programs for students, adults that haven't got their English down pat, like where they would go to college, English 100. So we've been working with them, and they provided a whole space. They've provided a lot of supports, just staffing that comes in, special guest speakers, or the president came down to see all our students. But 30 students are just about finished with their medical assistant training program, and they're going to hire almost all of them. They can't get, they're going to try to hire all of them, but really been a successful program in partnership with employers, kind of going back to the kind of apprenticeship model, but still more classroom based. But the next one we're working on is phlebotomist and then community health worker. And I'm not trying to say it right, but the idea of the people that help people understand healthcare system, what benefits are available. And we're really looking for the EL population, those that are embedded in the community that want to bilingual, but then can understand and can connect people with resources. So it's a good.
They call those navigators.
Navigators. So that's what it's not a well-defined term, but we're supposed to develop that. If you have any medical, I'm looking to hire a teacher that's like like office manager, he's got medical assistant experience, or a nurse. Nurses are almost hard. You know, that's like the uniform. But yeah, so excited about all that and getting that lower level, those learners to first consider a job in healthcare, because they have some of them would never have thought of that. I think it'd be great.
Well, I'll just share a quick update. But we were in addition, pleasure of being able to represent a CBO community organization in a competition and got funding that's gonna benefit, and this is in the area of workforce development, so $500,000 and more pending down the road. So that's really exciting to be in a position with that. And also to get some AI invention.
I already said
October 4th, we're partnering with Cal State Boys Lighthouse. We're doing an economic profile of the Coast County area. So we're partnering with the cities of West Venture, Mount Valley, Hardwoods. So I'd love to invite you guys if you're interested in it. It is interesting to kind of see data and kind of where it was in the 70s, where it's at today, still well below the threshold of the median with Orange County. And then all four city managers will be talking about where they see opportunities to grow. A lot of it is around workforce. So let's make sure I excite you to send out everybody.
Yes. Okay, Nancy, Francis, anything else? Okay. And with that, we will adjourn the meeting at 11:40. 11 minutes.
If anyone wants a tour.